Morning, 7:51 a.m. on Monday, November the 6th, 2017. She blinded me with science. That was playing. I was getting in the last little bit of walk before I turned the recorder on. It is raw, it's cold, it's nasty, it's decidedly unpleasant. It's not actually precipitating, but it wouldn't surprise me if it started. I think the actual forecast calls for rain, and then rain and then snow overnight. There. So yeah, winter isn't coming, winter is here. In spite of the fact that it's only supposed to be like fall, it is November. Excuse me. Walking along, head down. Hoods up. I had my peanut butter toast this morning, but I'm still hungry. I got therapy at 9, so I'm probably not going to get a chance to get breakfast. Maybe. I'll be back at 8:10. It's a little early for second breakfast, but if I wait till after therapy, it'll be 10 o'clock, which is a little late. So I don't know, we'll see. See how it works out when I get back. I'll try to get this posted before I forget it. So yeah, I did get some writing in yesterday. I don't remember now. A couple thousand, maybe. I'm not paying attention to word count anymore. I've given up on counting words. I'm just looking, paying attention to the story. When the story is done, it's done. I don't know. Ideally, I'll have enough time to tackle home run by the time I get this one done. So I get a big jump on home run in NaNoWriMo. Even if all I do is finish this book this month, I'm getting to the point where I've thought about it, second-guessed myself about it, farted around with it. I've been writing this book. God, I've been writing this book since March. My ADHD brain is just banging itself against the walls in there. Even with the little break that I had a couple weeks ago going to Mile High Con, it's still just, I was okay for a day or so and then now it's all, come on, do something fun. Walking, push-ups, leg lifts, sit-ups, what are you doing? Well, you want something else? Oh, God. So anyway, here I am. I'm out. I'm walking. I'm doing the thing. A lovely day, it's not. So many days, so many days. Hundred days. School bus. I walked around the back of it. I just didn't want to go with it. Cranky, grubby. Yeah. I do like the story. I like the way the story has progressed. Put a lot. It got too complicated. The problem was that it was doing a lot of weird crap. It's like, really, why are we doing this? What's this all about? And it got more complicated the more it went. It got more complex the more it went. It's like, this is not where I want this story to go. This is not where the story needs to go. The story needs to focus on the suicide run. It needs to focus on this part of the story. This is where the push is. This is where the focal point is. Not all this sideways crap. It's depressing. That, and I was reading Kate Chinoska's book over the weekend, and I was like, oh man, this is so good. I suck. Which is, of course, crazy, but everybody does it. I suck. So in one of my Facebook groups was talking about what should happen in the next Ishmael Huang book. And it's like, well, yeah, of course that's going to happen. I mean, you don't need to be Kreskin to figure that one out. And I pointed out that Ishmael's interactions with the crew weren't an oversight. They weren't the problem, they're only a symptom of the problem. And the response was, oh, really? I think one of the problems is that too many people don't understand how the brain affects behavior. Good morning. How underlying conditions are evinced. I don't know what depression looks like from the inside. They certainly don't know what ADHD looks like from the inside. Except people who have ADHD, and then they're all too aware. Oh, get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Ow. dog in a harness, talk, 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 talk. Flop-eared dog. Trot, 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 his ears flapping. Happy dog, he's got something to sniff. There we go. Somebody's doing laundry this morning. I smell the dryer sheets. Ribbon decorated with dog bones. Okay, right. A purple ribbon, no less. Okay, we can do this. I'm sure we can. Well, at least down here in the neighborhood, it's not, the wind isn't blowing as much as it was out on the open street. So it's a little more comfortable. I've got a little more heat built up inside. I'm still feeling particularly blah. I suppose the good news is the Civil War didn't start on Sunday, Saturday. We got through the Gunpowder Rebellion anniversary without anybody blowing up a lot of gunpowder, although one turd certainly blew through a bunch of it. Excuse me. I'm almost back. You're not going to have to listen to my boots very much longer. That's I don't really have a lot to talk about this morning. I'm sort of trying to be in the moment. I'm sort of trying to be present and to be sort of meditating on the story, and I'm not exactly succeeding this morning. Somebody coming up behind me. Got a bicycle. Picture came out nice today. I was looking at it as in small scale on my phone, but the colors seemed a lot more defined this morning than they have. The grasses and the bushes and the... I look out across the park now. The black trees, the yellow grasses, the gray grasses, the brown undergrowth. There's a swath of yellow something, I don't know quite what it is. Some sort of grass or weed or something. And then there's this massive sea of brush out there. Oh, it's a good breeze now. I'm getting up to these people who always have their flag out. Breeze is strong enough to keep it flying. Mostly extended. It is going to do something later. It smells it. I don't know if it's snow or rain. It's 30 something degrees, so whatever it is, it's going to be unpleasant to be out in, so I'm glad I went walking now rather than later. The other morning I thought it was fun. The other morning I said, I don't know if it's going to precipitate or not, but it smells like it wants to. And sure enough, I got home, and I wasn't home 10 minutes when it started raining. Drizzled most of the day. Unusual weather we're having. Get my gloves off here. Get ready to work the phone. Because I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.